coverage of the Giro Donegal International Rally. We're into the final run of the event, the final day of the event, the final six stages of the event. Weather-wise, the roads are dry, and once again, it's going to make for very, very pacey racing. We've seen an extremely quick pace yesterday, and we expect to see much of the same, particularly in this opening loop. Now, there is some rain forecast for the afternoon, but as we understand it from talking to the competitors and officials, it looks like this opening loop is going to be dry. And we do, of course, have two very, very intriguing battles at the head of the respective international and national fields. Now, we're actually at Fannett Bridge here, the bridge between Fannett and Carrigart, as we await the leading crews to come off the Fannett stage and head in to Atlantic Drive. And the first car is due on Fannett within the next couple of minutes. And the first car on the road will be Sam Moffat. And alongside Sam Moffat is John Fulton. And they are, of course, the leaders by 17.3 seconds from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel in a similar Ford Fiesta WRC. Moffat was on the pace from yesterday morning when he took the lead, and Craig Breen has been battling hard, and he really has had that Fiesta on the door handles, but he just can't keep pace with Moffat at the moment. Is that going to change this morning? We'll certainly find out over the next couple of hours. Moffat has won in Donegal previously. That was in 2013 when he won the International Subaru. This is Craig Breen's fourth time actually in Donegal, and he has yet to finish a Donegal rally. The last time he was here was in 2013. The driver of the rally so far, in our book, has to be Callum Devine. Brian Hoy on board calling the notes. They really have had that R5 Fiesta on the limit and on the edge, sitting third overall, 23 seconds adrift of Breen. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy will be hoping for a bit of rain if they're to fall into the top three places. Currently 4.5 off the pace of Devine, but we expect Jennings to go hard in Fannett this morning. Fifth overall and leading the class of R5 cars, because Devine is in the overall standings, is Josh Moffat. He sits fifth overall. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, the defending champions, they are sixth, and they're going to have a bit of a ding-dong for that place with Alistair Fisher today. Manus currently over a minute adrift of Josh in fifth, but he has a 26.1 second advantage over Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble. Fisher and Noble have that R5 Fiesta fixed today because they had transmission and engine problems yesterday. They certainly will be in the pace and on the tail of Manus Kelly this morning. But that R5 battle has turned out to be a fascinating battle, just like the WRCs at the head of the field. So that's the top seven as they head for the final loop of stages. Elsewhere, the final two loops of stages, rather. In the National Rally, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, it's a Tyrone-Donegal partnership that have a 7-second advantage over Damien Turish and Donal McAlinney, escorts 1 and 2 there. And the milkman, Declan Gallagher, who's Derek Kena on board, they sit third in the Starlets, 58.8 seconds adrift, and the milkman's international or national rally is turning out a lot better to what it was on Friday, and in the early stages of Saturday, all of a sudden he finds himself in a top three position. Damien Gallagher and Mark Alcorn are set to duel for the fourth place. Currently 3.3 seconds is separating those two crews, but Damien as well isn't too far off the milkman, currently 14 seconds as they go into day two. Damien Toner sixth overall, and Kevin Eaves wraps up the top seven. Let's hear now from one of the competitors involved in the National Rally, and the thousands attended the stages yesterday to get a glimpse of Ken Block in that escort Cosworth, back out under Rally 2 rules. He loved his time in Donegal. He's loved his time in Donegal this week, and he loved the stages yesterday, in particular Knock Alla, where, of course, he went quicker by 20 seconds the second time around Knock Alla. Loving his time, and he's looking to continue that form today into the final day. As he left Park Fermi, he spoke to Highlands' Chris Ashmore.
These are some of my favorite stages, you know, once I did recce, so I'm really looking forward to the first two today. But yeah, same as yesterday, go out and make sure my notes are good on the first pass and go a little quicker on the second pass, and really just enjoy the day.
And summing up the whole experience, is this totally different to everything you've done before?
Yeah, you know, I've only done a few tarmac rallies in the world, and this is, I think, some of the most unique tarmac stages I've ever driven, and really some of the most enjoyable. So I've really enjoyed coming here. The atmosphere and the fans have been incredible, and just seeing so many Mark IIs out here has been a lot of fun too. It's one of my favorite rally cars in the world. So I really hope to come back, because now that my notes are starting to improve on the roads, and I know just how good the roads are, it's something I want to come back and enjoy again sometime.
Yeah, and the pace today, how will you push it?
Well, we'll see. I like I said, first pass, because I had the mistake in my notes yesterday, the first pass today is going to be a little cautious, like how it approached Stockholm yesterday. Went a little cautious the first time, and then took out 20 seconds on the second time. So probably the same approach today.
That is Ken Block, the world's motorsports superstar in Donegal this weekend, competing in the rally, and he is certainly enjoying his time, and he's looking to continue today and get to the end. And I can just imagine some of the footage that the Block team are going to send around the world from their time in Donegal when this event is done and dusted. They'll be looking to get to the finish today in Letterkenny. By the way, the finish ramp is going to be about 6 o'clock or thereabouts when they'll be crowning the champion for 2019. We're going to have to wait and see who that will be. In the international field, it's Sam Moffat at the moment that leads Craig Breen by 17.3 seconds. Ryan Loughran has a 7-second advantage over Damien Tourish. There's a lot of rallying to take place today. 96 kilometres over 6 stages. The first of those tests, stage 15. The leaders should be on it now. 19 kilometres of Fannad. They're then going to Atlantic Drive, and they'll skip over to Portlake before they go back into service in Milford after that. And then they'll do the final loop before they head back to Letterkenny. So we're all set for another good day's rally. Just a shout out to the Marshals, who have been doing a tremendous job throughout the weekend. Marshals, of course, coming from all over the country. We welcome them every year. We'll give a mention to one of the groups that have made the long trip from West Cork that are here to Marshall in Donegal, and they enjoy rallying, they enjoy marshalling, and they're having the time of their life here over 3 days in the northwest. They've made the long, long trip from West Cork, and we're glad to see all the visitors and all the marshals come from all over the country every year. And there's, of course, marshals from further afield joining us as well. Just a tip on the marshals, listen to them, respect them, and once again, listen to the officials as well, because it all means we'll have a safe and better rally for everyone. And if you're moving between the stages today, give yourself about a half an hour before the first car is due.